Today, greetings everyone. Happy birthday to all the birthday people that's getting a reading today. I'm happy to say all because we are climbing the charts. So first things first, I have a huge collection of decks. And mostly Oracle decks. So if you hear any noise in the background, this is me rolling on up, baby, rolling on up to the east side. You hear me? I just wanted to make sure that I was clear about which deck I was going to use this week. And I figured I'd let you in on the process, okay? I just recently moved. I can't say that no more. Been since July. And I had all of my cards. Just ignore that sound. That's my air fryer. I made a bomb-ass roll, okay? Speaking of roll. So as we roll along. Everybody rolling today, honey. So anyway, I moved here in July. I moved in July and I didn't really unpack my cards. I have so many. Then I was doing live the other day about things that I hoard and I was looking. I was like, yo, I got a bunch of cards. Let me use these for the birthday card reading. So I broke out some cards. I'm trying to decide as soon as I finish rolling along here. I'm going to double up on this one. As soon as I decide which deck, I'm going to have y'all help me, as a matter of fact. Whether this is considered good podcast content or not, I literally don't care. I am enjoying myself. We're still at the 2-minute mark, so I'm not being annoying because there's a point where you get annoyed, right? As a listener, you just want to jump to the meat and potatoes. But you know, I'm going to always have a good story for y'all. So y'all can be impatient if y'all want. If you won't. Come on now. Now my little machine here don't want to work. Okay, here we go. See, it wouldn't let me do the double, but I got a trick bag for you, honey. I was born at night, but not last night, babies. Okay? Better not. Better recognize. That's all I can say. So anyway, back to what we're talking about. I have a choice here, and I hope you all agree with me which deck I'm going to use this week, because I was going to use a different deck. But next week, one of these weeks, I'm going to have a very special reading I'm doing. And I want to use this deck for that. So I don't want to really repeat too many decks. So we have a choice between the Cosmic Journey or Trust Your Vibes or Wisdom of the Oracle or the Soul's Journey. I don't know which one I'm going to pick. What I do want to do is when I end at the outro, you know, the thing that you listen to when I say, well, that was interesting. And I do a little analysis of this week's reading. And I really want to see what the commonalities are, but I'm going to use the same deck for everyone the same week. I've decided that is a decision because I want to stick with the same vibe. I want to vibe with the deck, but hopefully everyone will get a different card. Ugh, wouldn't be crazy if I pull, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave the card out so people don't double up. They're going to double up in a different way. That'll relieve that off of my mind. So I'm just walking y'all through my process. Yes, this took about 5 minutes, but didn't you enjoy being part of the mind of this Gemini? So all I have to say to that is you're welcome. And enjoy these happy birthday card readings. Toodles. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Hello. The first up today, we have Ranch Devereaux. That is how she would like to be referred to, darlings. Ranch Devereaux. So I decided to go with the Cosmic Journey Oracle. And I think this is going to be a really cool deck. In fact, as I was reading through the cards and getting to know them a little bit better, Ranch, I realized I haven't used this deck in a long time. So this is going to be a cool... Now, all of my decks have special abilities. And just in case, you got to burn some sage around it just a little bit to clean them off. So I just wanted to thank you. And oh my God, Ranch. Happy birthday! Get it together, Kat. Get it together, darling. So, Ranch, let's get going with popping on this. I'll pull a card for you. This song that is playing in my ears. I wish you could hear it. I'm going to add a bit of it. Hopefully, they'll let me add a bit of it to the end. But it's Ashanti Om asking for inner and outer peace. So with that being said, the card that I pulled for you today is the Universe card. Let me tell you why I'm so happy that that card came up, because I am now calling the universe the shared collective. Well, not the shared collective, the shared consciousness. So this card for you, Ranch Devereaux, is about your divine destiny. And I hope that you can understand that your love has and will always be an evolutionary process. But just know at the end of the day, what you seek is a oneness, you know, some other energy force, a source that is aligned with yours. But in, as with most things in life, the shared consciousness is designed to evolve. And it's designed to evolve not only within itself, but life and, you know, love. And a lot of laughter. So since we have a piece of God in the shared consciousness in each one of us, you have an idea. You have a knowing. You have a knowing. And your knowing is a little bit different. It hits different than others. It's a knowing that has seen this world, this universe, many times over. And so, with that being said, they want you to move forward with kind of a sense of humor. This year, they want you to use humor in your life. They don't want you to take it so seriously because that has been something that you struggle with. Without being flippant about any situations that you're going through, maybe I can offer you a couple of questions you can ask yourself. What is my role to play in the greater story unfolding? How can I connect more deeply with you? And this is you speaking to the universe, the shared consciousness. And then, how can I volunteer to be in alignment with the coming evolutionary shift? And that's what's so important here. You gotta feel it, can't you? Do you feel it in the air, the shift? And do you know that that shift is a shift that has occurred before and your source has seen it before? So, what they're saying in a nutshell is to continue to see the laughter, continue to see the game, continue to see the love. It's there. It's there, Ranch Devereaux. They want you to keep an eye out for it. Can you do it? I hope so. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And here we go again. Next up, we have a familiar name from the Instagram fam, Italian Creole Cream, honey. So, this is a happy birthday to you, your happy birthday card reading. I see your birthday is going to be following this broadcast, so that's good. That's always a nice one. So see, these are some of the things you can look forward to. And maybe put down some affirmations for you for your birthday. Now I'm gonna go over here and add some music. You won't be able to hear it, but I can. Sorry. This music that I'm listening to is fire. So I have to listen to it while I do these readings. I'm sure you can appreciate it. And I guess, if people are listening to this reading, or maybe you just get the inside scoop that I'm gonna be creating a very special playlist. It's called Own Vibes. And it's all the music that we love that like we could jam to, like we so you're the first to know. If only you listen to this reading, you have inside information, mation, mation, mation. New playlist coming out. So now let's get to your card reading. And once again, let's see what they want you to know about your birthday card pull. The message for you is Chill. I'm just gonna say, I'm not getting messy here. That's not the point of these birthday card readings. But this is gonna read you a little bit. The card says, close your eyes to open your heart. Basically, your greatest vision will never come from seeing outward. Only, it's only, your vision is only going to be seen by looking inside. Oh my gosh. They want you to start working on trusting yourself to look beyond your physical eyes. Woo. This ain't me. This is them. This is them. This is them for your birthday, boo-boo. That right now they're saying, okay, all right. Last year, your perspective was a little limited. You said I can't a lot, and you said you were bringing up old shit, and they're like, enough. It's time to look through the eyes of spirit, sis. Come on now, you can do it. And when you do that, you'll see that things are unfolding in the time that they're supposed to. But don't be your own worst enemy. Don't block your blessings, baby. And then I spoke about this in the room the other day, is that we cannot see over the cliff until we get closer to the edge of the cliff, meaning that there is so much more, so much more, so much more. So take your time. You can't possibly see everything. Are you a fortune teller? Can you see the future? No. So they're asking you to stop trying. And the question that they have for you as well, there is a question. Ask yourself, if I could look through the eyes of the universe, shared consciousness. Oh, shit. Universe coming up again. Oh, okay. Whoa, I'm not making any assumptions, but oh, universe is, ooh, okay. Let me read this again. If I could look through the eyes of the universe, what would I see about my path that's perfect right now? Whoa. You might have to rewind that and put it on slow. That's the question they want you to ask. Whoa. Oh, listen, this is coming out of this Cosmic Journey Oracle book, okay? But I'm reading it in my own style. Let me tell you what they tell you right here. This is they giving you in a bow right here. It says, draw your own unique symbols with an eye. What? And stash them around your house, car, workplace, etc., for a reminder anytime to see differently. Whoa, sis, I would totally do this shit if it was me. Ain't no harm in that. Draw an eye, draw a symbol. If it was me, I'd draw money, but you can draw any symbol. You can draw a heart. Oh, they want you to draw a heart. Damn, they didn't even give you a chance to think. They said, draw a heart, baby. Oh my gosh. Draw a heart with an eye. So use an eye, like use an eye, an eye, one of them things you wear around your neck or whatever. Draw it. So it's going to be invisible to everybody else, but not to you. Child, put that around. Woo! That's from them. That's from them. Happy birthday. That's a gift right there, honey. Somebody gonna listen to this and they gonna do this. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So happy birthday to you. You'll be the first to hear because I know you're gonna jump to your part. Italian Creole cream. See you in them IG streets. Peace and love and happy birthday again. It only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love. Fall in love. Ooh, that part right there in the unemployment lines. Tell. I don't know why I am jamming to this Tavares. You haven't accomplished a thing. This is what they want me to play for your reading. So pretend it's playing. To fall in love. To fall in love. It only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love. Fall in love. Ooh, fall in love. Fall in love. I'm sorry, T-Tad. They got me jamming. This is a weird birthday card reading. I got this thing playing in my ear while I'm doing your reading. So let's just say this is special. So happy birthday. I know you went to your timestamp and you was like, wait a minute, did she make a mistake? Is this supposed to be my... Honey, I know you know. I'm looking at it the full moon right now while I'm doing this. It is directly in my face. Oh, my God. No wonder. No wonder. Put this in the archive, somebody. In the buried tapes. The blooper reel. Because this is, whew, this is, it's not out of character though. That's the crazy part. Okay, here we go. T-Tad, happy birthday again. Thank you so much. Wishing you nothing but amazing success in life. Please find out who loves that song. Somebody loves that song. And as I have it playing on repeat, in my ear, because it gives me energy. The card that I pulled for you was enter one step forward, one step onward. Ooh, now I could read a lot into this in relation to the song that's playing. But I'm going to try to read what they're saying first from the book. And I'm going to repeat it so that I'm not biased from the song that's been playing in my ear. So definitely get this song. I mean, please play this song. You actually, you know what? Before I dig in, it'd be nice if you could dig up the song and play it while you're listening to this reading. Okay? There's no reason they would tell me to play this song. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what they're talking about here. This is about you being in a thick fog. Whoa, and just like the previous reading, you can see only a few feet ahead of you. And you want to see farther. Here we go again. Yo, what is my summary going to be about? And they're saying you don't need to see that far. Just seeing only a few feet ahead is fine. And you don't have to know each move. This is for you. Anybody listening, y'all could take from this if you want. But this right now is really for T-Tad. You hear me? This is really me saying, listen up here, please. Please. So instead of knowing each move, exactly which steps to take and which order they gotta be, the only thing you need to know is you need to walk forward. Which means you gotta move. Okay, you gotta walk forward first. Reading the card again, enter, one step forward, one step onward. So that's gonna be your journey from now on. One step at a time, one move at a time. This is how your year should be, really. They're saying you gotta trust that your perfect path is there waiting for you without reservation and without what? Hesitation, darling, without hesitation. And one of the questions you can ask yourself, dear, is what is the next step I can take right now? And then you can ask the shared consciousness, and then what is the next step? Right. Every time you go to the next step, you say, you look up and you put it out there. And now, what is the next step? That's how you're going to live your life, honey. You are very similar to the previous reading, wanting to have a crystal ball. Don't be careful what you ask for. Because every sci-fi film I've seen, people that know the future just fuck shit up. Period. People that know the future fuck shit up. So I've had to say this to a bunch of people. What's going on, y'all? Hello? Anybody listening to T-Tads? Anyway, all that matters is that T-Tad is listening to T-Tad, darlings. And as I listened to this song play for maybe the third or fourth time, I'm wishing you nothing but the best, darling. Have a lovely, happy birthday. And thank you for being one of the first people to receive a happy birthday card reading. Congratulations. You took a step forward. And now where do you go? God bless you, baby. You won't believe it, but I feel compelled to analyze, and maybe I shouldn't even analyze it that closely, the relationship between the three readings you just heard. And that's if you listen to all three, it's up to you. And we started off talking about the universe, and there was no way that the shared consciousness was gonna allow me to wrap this whole thing up and not mention it again. Because, you know, it's all about oneness, right? It's about source, you know, it's about evolutionary love, and maybe that's why that weird ass song from Tavares kept playing, y'all. I literally looked up the lyrics and I was like, is this just so deep? I don't understand it. Maybe somebody that's super, super deep can comment maybe about how any of this has to do with that song, but I know it's in there somewhere. Maybe that song is a secret text. And maybe you never heard me say that. So it's funny because with the card, the universe card, it wanted Ranch Devereaux to laugh more and have a sense of humor. And then we moved on to Italian Creole Cream. Thank God it's only a few people, so I could do this in a very intimate way. And this is speaking about her vision and how she needs to start looking inward, as you all ask. Come on, we can learn so much from everybody's shit. But what was so similar, what was spread across all of these things was the universe. And let me tell you how. First of all, the card popped up right away to say, hello, let's talk about it. And then Italian Creole Cream had the question of looking at things through the eyes of the universe. And then basically what I see how the universe showed up in T-Tad's card is because it speaks about faith. I know you're like, how did that talk about faith? Trust me. Taking one step at a time and not really understanding, you know, and seeing, it's a thread. The thread of seeing. Italian Creole Cream was told to start seeing. T-Tad is saying, don't worry, they got you. You don't need to see that far. Both of them had in common wanting to see far. And in both cases, it's like, we got you. Don't worry. Don't worry. We got you. Who got you? The shared consciousness. The universe. The universe. So, thank you so much. This podcast thing is really developing over time. And I'm more comfortable talking into this microphone. This microphone. I like being far away from this mother. Anyway, a special note, I decided to put the music that I play, that I'm listening to while I do the podcast. I decided to put that music at the end because it comes in with this little jarringness, and I don't like jarringness in between the readings. I like a smooth little transition thing in between. So you'll hear the outro that is coming up next, which is one of my favorite things about this podcast, is the intro and outro. and I, then there'll be a, you know, I don't know what kind of pause. Maybe I could put, add a little nice pause at the end. And then you'll see the playlist, in essence, of what I listen to while I'm doing these readings. And hopefully they're in the order. We definitely know that T-Tad's is the last one. Well, not the last one, the next to last one. Because even as I am talking to you now, I'm listening to Hadion Tatsat. Okay? So that's a 14-minute song. And I hope to God this, I haven't been on here for 14 minutes to close this out. No, only 5. Yay! Perfection. With that, I say blessings. I bid you adieu. Talk to y'all next week. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.